It's Friday, January the 15th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus plan, an impasse in Italy. First, the world in brief. President-elect Joe Biden unveiled a coronavirus stimulus plan worth $1.9 trillion. If passed by Congress, which Mr. Biden's party will soon control, it would mean $1 trillion worth of new handouts, in the form of a $1,400 payment to most American households, and $400 a week in extra unemployment benefits. There would also be $350 billion in aid for state governments, with $160 billion earmarked for vaccination and test and trace programs, on top of the $900 billion emergency package agreed last month. The move comes as America's jobless figure has risen to its highest level since August. Worries about further violence in America grew, with reports that the National Mall in Washington, D.C., normally filled with Inauguration Day crowds, will be closed when President-elect Joe Biden is sworn in on Wednesday. Airbnb cancelled all reservations in the city for next week. Peter Meyer, a Republican congressman who voted to impeach President Donald Trump, said he and several colleagues fear for their safety. The outgoing president threw a final haymaker in China's direction. His administration added 9 more names to a blacklist of firms it says have ties to the People's Liberation Army, prohibiting American suppliers from exporting technology to them and allowing the blocking of their imports. They include Xiaomi, one of the world's largest makers of smartphones, and CNOOC, a state-owned oil giant. Mainland China recorded its first death from COVID-19 since May. It occurred in Hebei province, which surrounds Beijing, where 23 million people are under some form of restrictions following the country's biggest outbreak since the summer. Heilongjiang province in the northeast has also reported new cases. Giuseppe Conte, Italy's prime minister, offered no immediate resolution to the crisis engulfing his government. Italia Viva, a junior coalition partner led by Matteo Renzi, a former prime minister, withdrew its support on Wednesday over Mr. Conte's plans to revive Italy's economy in the wake of the pandemic. With it went Mr. Conte's parliamentary majority. Few in parliament want an election, not least because it would be held under new rules that reduce the number of seats by a third. Britain will ban travellers entering the country from South America and Portugal from Friday. The measure is intended to prevent transmission of a new variant of COVID-19 from Brazil, which is thought, like those found recently in Britain and South Africa, to be more infectious. British and Irish nationals and those with residency rights are exempt from the rule, but will have to isolate for 10 days on arrival. Last year may have been the hottest on record. NASA determined that the average global land and ocean temperatures in 2020 were fractionally warmer than in 2016, the previous peak, while the American National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration concluded the opposite. Temperatures in 2016 were bolstered by the El Niño weather event. 2020s were not. And editor's note. Thursday's edition of Espresso incorrectly stated that 3 ministers from the Italia Viva party in Italy's ruling coalition, not 2, resigned over the government's handling of the pandemic. Sorry.